Good news is, with it being a Friday morning, we're joined by the River City Reader's movie critic, Roy. He's the entertainment editor. He's Mike Schultz, and he has seen a lot of movies. We were talking earlier this morning about the world record that the new Scorsese film is setting.
You know what
is
says?
That? No, what's that record?
And it shatters a record that was set in 1999 by Spike Lee's Son of Sam.
Most F-bombs?
Yeah. Most okay. F-bombs.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, sounds about right. It's long. It's a 3-hour movie. Of course it was going to win.
There's like 530 F-bombs.
Did you like Son of Sam?
No, I didn't. Yeah. Okay. No. I like most of his movies, and that wasn't one of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot of F-bombs.
506 F-bombs in 180 minutes.
Okay.
The previous record was
sounds right.
435 F-bombs.
In Son of Sam?
In Son of Sam. There's
I didn't think the movie was that long. That one might have more per minute than...
Yeah, that's still a record if it's per minute.
And think of this. I mean, they cut like 2 hours out of The Wolf of Wall Street. Can we start there? Because
Sure.
There's a lot of debate over whether it's a great movie or a terrible movie.
Yeah.
And?
Yeah. I hated almost every minute of it. But I do recognize that it's well done. And it's going to appeal to the people who like that sort of thing.
And you hated
enormously.
It, why?
Because it's 3 hours with a colossal douchebag who doesn't learn anything. It's the critics who are saying it's like 3 hours of hookers and blow.
Yeah,
that's kind of. And it's got a lot of energy, and DiCaprio works his tail off. God bless him.
I'm kind of excited about the prospect of a movie where nobody learns anything. Why do they have to learn anything?
They don't, but being surrounded by an idiot who just keeps yapping in your face for 3 hours is like, that's punishment. That's like, why am I here? You find him funny, you're going to be great.
I do it for 4 hours Monday through Friday, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to get in the middle of it. I hate when the parents fight.
Oh,
so
it's for fun.
So I loathed it. I couldn't stand it. And I absolutely get who is going to like it and why. So
who's
going
to like it?
Bros are gonna like it.
Other douchebags.
I'm not gonna go that far, but people who it's a bullying movie because it is the kind of movie that says, "What's the matter with you? You don't like looking at women? You don't like looking at naked women? You don't like looking at all that money? You don't like looking at yachts? You don't understand? You don't get what that? What's your problem? What's your problem?" It's one of those movies. It's like,
oh wow,
it really. I read this cool thing that said,
so
expect
it's a, bit,
a lot.
It's an assault.
It's an assault, and it empowers Wall Street douchebag types to be like, what's your problem? And worse, much worse. But it's that kind of movie.
You're either a winner or you're a chump.
Yeah, exactly. I read this great little piece that said that expect a lot of Scarface posters in dorm rooms to be taken down.
I was just going to say.
It's that kind of movie.
Like, Scarface, I think, appeals to a certain set of folks that maybe it wasn't made for.
Yes. And the thing is, now we've got Scorsese and Leonardo DiCaprio kind of on high alert with the media, like saying it's an indictment. It's actually a satire.
Yeah.
They're really coming out to defend their product. And because I think maybe they know that it's reaching some people the wrong way. Mm. It's looking like an endorsement of this kind of horrible behavior, which I think it kind of is. It's fascinating. It's worth talking about, and it's worth seeing, I think, because of how much I hate it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
it's a good
art,
conversation piece.
Art is here to elicit response.
This is true.
Looks like you got one.
Yeah.
How about The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug?
Oh, didn't we talk about that already?
Did we?
It's fine. I mean, it's not. I was bored senseless, but it's fine.
I think we might have.
We did.
Yeah.
How about Saving Mr. Banks?
Yeah, I saw that. I expected to hate that. I was really kind of dreading that one because it really looked like Disney, just a Disney selling for 2 hours. You know, it's a Disney movie about the making of a Disney movie,
right,
and
yeah.
And I don't think I believed a minute of it. Really, it's all pretty fake in that Disney way. You know, it's about the author Mary Poppins who comes to maybe sell the book rights to her film or not.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert: she does. But they like have the first meeting with her, and they're like, they bring her all these cupcakes and candies and Jell-O squares, and she's like, "Could I have a cup of tea, please?" And they're like, "Tea, but we brought you all this candy and cupcakes." Uh-huh. You know, it's like, come on, she's a crusty British author.
Yeah. Right.
Bring her a cup of tea and shut up.
Yeah.
So I didn't buy it, but it works because Emma Thompson's freaking great, and Tom Hanks actually is quite good as Disney, I thought. And Mary Poppins, it's just so, it's so good. I mean, it reminds you of watching it when you're six. As soon as you hear those songs, you kind of smile going, yeah, that movie's kind of great. So I bought it. Yeah, in the end, I fell for it, I'll admit it.
Okay. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Yeah, I didn't care for that very much at all. No, it's Stiller with a hangdog expression, you know.
What's it try to be? I mean, is it try to be...
Kind of like Forrest Gump with a more self-aware lead, if that makes sense.
Okay.
It's this timid little guy who doesn't do anything, who works in a tiny little basement, no one talks to him, and he winds up going on this adventure to the Himalayas and to Afghanistan and to Greenland and Iceland because he has to get this photograph back from this photojournalist who cares. But he winds up skateboarding all over the place and battling sharks, and you know, it's one of those flicks. But at the end of the day, it's just kind of wussy, and who cares?
And not
Kristen
a comedy.
Kind of good. It's funny moments, I guess.
Okay. All right.
Quote funny moments. It's all right. It's whimsical
Does that catch us up on everything? What did we what
There's
did
other
I miss?
Stuff. Grudge match. De Niro and Stallone beating the crap out of each
how
other in the ring.
How was that?
It kind of is bad as you think, but Stallone is really good in it. Stallone is actually quite good in it. He kind of reminds you why you liked him in the first place.
Uh-huh.
He's giving a dramatic performance. He's really playing it like Rocky if he's 65 and just a sad bastard now, you know?
Why didn't they call the movie Aging Bull? That's what I want to know. It's a better title.
That's good. I didn't go there.
But the movie.
Nice.
The movie.
It's what you know, it's okay. These two guys
so
get back
right.
in the ring. Yeah, it's a comedy, but that's not very funny, but it does a lot of smart, strong stuff about people getting older and not knowing what to do with themselves now they're 60 and having unfinished business. It was kind of touching.
Yeah,
De Niro was good. Kim Basinger was good.
Did you like Grudge Match better than anything you saw?
Oh, no. No, because we haven't discussed American Hustle, which was fantastic, which was great.
Now I feel like we did discuss American Hustle.
Oh, no, we did because I saw a preview of that, right?
Yeah,
that's covered.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah, you know
then I think that might be my favorite, except that I did catch Nebraska, the one with Bruce Dern.
Oh, right, a Will Forte.
It's not here yet, but
it's
not here yet, but I did catch that, and that was wonderful. Aside from that, though, I think Grudge Match might win.
Okay.
That's weird.
It would have lost a lot of money on that bet.
Yeah, I wouldn't have seen that coming either.
I saw American Hustle. Can I tell you something?
You weren't a fan.
It was all right.
Yeah, you thought it was fine.
It wasn't great. It was... I give it a B,
what,
B
you
plus.
Just, what you thought? Just okay. It's a period piece, and there you go.
I mean, I didn't love it, and I think the problem is I went in thinking I was gonna love it. Like I thought I was gonna get blown away, you know. It just didn't do that.
It's not really a blow away movie. It's just a funny little.
And does Jennifer Lawrence go in and out of her accent the whole movie?
I didn't notice that. I thought it was pretty consistent.
No, which accent
maybe I'm
does
wrong.
She have?
She kind of does this
Long Island housewife thing. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But then every once in a while, she just does a Jennifer Lawrence voice.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like, what's going on?
I guess she
here?
Does. I didn't notice. So, yeah.
My other problem with that movie was they kept teasing me with Amy Adams' boobs.
And it never happened. You're right.
Okay, that's the crux of the matter.
That cost
isn't
you.
It?
There's your
that
disappointment
was a letter
in a nutshell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, it would have been an A- had I had Amy Adams produced. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
God bless. So the only movie we got opening up that's new, if you haven't gotten caught up with all of these Christmas time Oscar type releases, is Paranormal Activity.
And this is which
the
one?
Marked ones.
This would be the fifth,
five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did kind of freak out at Halloween when a new one didn't open. It was the first time in 5 years. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, well, there wasn't really any horror movie this Halloween.
We had Carrie, and that was it. And that tanked.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What's this Frankenstein's monster that's coming out in a couple of
Frankenstein
weeks?
Frankenstein and I. Or is it Frankenstein and I?
I
Frankenstein.
I don't know.
I Frankenstein.
Aaron Eckhart is Frankenstein's monster?
No kidding.
And he's being chased by robots or
Frankenstein
something?
Frankenstein I?
I think it's
I
Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Huh.
He's like
I
Frankenstein.
I don't know anything about that one.
He's Frankenstein, and he fights robots in the future or something.
Ooh, okay.
A lot of people are already saying Frankenstein was the doctor. The monster wasn't called Frankenstein. He's the monster, and he's called Frankenstein, I think, but I'm not sure. They keep showing previews for it, and I'm like, what the hell?
So I haven't seen a single preview for that.
There's a monster, but he's like 4G.
Yes. Sure.
Well, because we've got more technology. What?
Is it a modern Frankenstein?
I'm not going to use technology.
It's based on a
Graphic novel.
It's based on a graphic novel.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Graphic novel.
Uh-huh.
It just sounds like Abe Lincoln Vampire Slayer or whatever that was.
Bill Nighy and Aaron Eckhart.
Okay.
Aaron Eckhart is Adam Frankenstein, a superhuman being created from science using various parts of corpses and electricity.
It's based on a rock opera.
And Bill,
if only.
He fights against Nibirius, leader of the demons and one of the original fallen angels who fell from heaven during Satan's rebellion against God. So, you know, there's that.
And okay. He's 4G.
And 4G. This comes out on the 24th, Mike. You got a while before you got to worry about I, Frankenstein. Let's talk about
he's a laptop and an iPad.
Activity. The marked ones. After being marked, Jesse begins to be pursued by mysterious forces while his family and friends try to save him. Here's a little from the trailer for Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones, in theaters today.
The lady who got killed, she lives right under me.
I had an idea. Well, let's go check downstairs.
Holy, there's blood everywhere.
Katie and Christy.
What is this?
This is some black magic stuff.
Hey.
She's got pictures of you. How does she have pictures of you?
Dude, I had craziest dreams. Check it out.
What is it?
It looks like a bite or something. Yeah, I've been getting this weird feeling.
Have you guys ever felt like something's just watching you?
Okay. Well.
Wow. I think I've heard every single one of those lines at some point in 10 other horror movies.
Yeah.
But we're not going for the script.
So you're
going
to go see this and you're going to go see the 47 Ronin?
Yeah, I'm going to catch 47 Ronin today. I've not got around to that yet.
I'm counting on you for the 47 Ronin because I really want to see it.
I felt bad I didn't go just for you, actually.
But it's getting terrible reviews.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. All right. It's not...
Well, our pickings is slim in early January.
And
it
doesn't look like anyone went and saw it. Like, nobody.
It's not playing too many times per day, that's for sure.
Well, so. At least the theater will be warm. Here's hoping. And
yeah,
for
sure.
And here we go again, Mike.
Let's do it again, guys. Yeah, why not?
Off he goes. He's Mike Schultz. So what's the movie of the year for 2014? What's the best movie of the year then? You're going to give it American Hustle?
No, Before Midnight. Wound up winning.
Before Midnight.
And then the Woody Allen movie came after that.
With Cate Blanchett?
Yeah.
What was that called?
Blue Jasmine.
Have you seen her yet?
No. I can't wait.
When is that coming out?
Now, it'll come out. Oscar nominations are like in less than 2 weeks, so that's when we start getting the good
ones. When does that take place?
Her?
Yes.
In the future.
It's in the future.
Yes.
Okay, I thought maybe it was something that was from a few years ago.
Nope, it's like a futuristic thing. They're like
maybe like an early 90s.
They're like no
thing.
Cars. Everyone rides by train, and everyone wears their pants up beyond their navel. So
all right.
I'm looking at the box office here. A lot of movies are just doing terrible.
Yeah,
that Grudge Match.
Grudge Match died. Didn't even make top 10.
No, I don't think it made top 15. Mike.
Ooh, yeesh.
Walking with Dinosaurs did.
I saw that. That was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
47 Ronin nobody saw. Wow.
There's a Justin Bieber movie.
How about that Mandela movie? Did you go see that?
I did see the Mandela movie.
All right. Well,
I liked it.
All right.
I did like it. I was expecting it to be a little bit too dry, a little bit kind of dull history lesson. It's simple. I mean, it's a greatest hits package of Mandela's life, but it's quite well done. Idris Elba's good. Naomi Harris, who plays Winnie Mandela, is fantastic. Amazing performance. She's great. I had a good time. It's quite strong. It should play in classrooms from now till doomsday.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
He's Mike Schultz. We're Dave and Darren.
Could it play in classrooms?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's light enough in the violence that you could show it in junior high, I think.
You could do that.
For
sure.
Mm-hmm. We'll take this break, and we're right back with Storm Track 8 weather. It's Dave and Darren on Rock 104.9.